Righto, lads. Sock it to me.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host, and for the next 60 minutes, we'll explore the history of rock and roll from a vinyl point of view. In a world where B-sides and album cuts predominate, along with, at times, some not-so-subtle commentary involving everything from the blues of the 30s to today's newest releases. We've been tasked with a massive responsibility, the origins of the music we love. So let's get started. We're back again and continuing the far from comprehensive, you've got to be kidding, we aren't finished yet, hometown history of Ohio rock and roll. And we're starting with a band I should have presented a couple of shows back, Spittin' Image. This Columbus band recorded two LPs and as many singles in their career. The first, The Boy's a Dancer, was self-released on their Jukebox Records label. The self-titled follow-up was on a major, MCA. They were one of 1,000 bands out there, but they had what the other 999 didn't have. Lead singer Mimi Rosenau. Mimi reminds me a lot of Linda Ronstadt. Now, before I go any further, I, in my not-so-humble opinion, believe Linda is the pinnacle of modern-day female singers, so comparing Mimi to her is a huge compliment and not something that I throw out lightly. Lacking Ronstadt's power and range, however, Mimi makes this band, and they return the favor. From the inaugural outing, the title cut, The Boy's a Dancer, and the final track, I Can't Wait.
Turn!
The most popular bands in Northeast Ohio in the early 80s were Michael Stanley, Love Affair, and the Easy Street Band, the latter releasing their first piece of vinyl in 1982, a four-track self-titled EP on their own ESB label that assembled the A's and B-sides of their first two singles. Here's the two plug sides, Love Tries and She Don't Love Me, the latter featuring Michael Stanley on backing vocals. All four cuts on the EP were recorded at The Recording Connection, Cleveland.
Sitting on
The Easy Streeters return to the studio many years later for the 2002 release, Back on Easy Street. From that album, She's Got Your Name and Take Me Back.
She's got you rocking, she's got you reeling. She's so attractive, but you know she's got no feelings. She gets the sunshine, you get the rain. You get the na 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 na, she's got your name. You got your loving, she'll never leave it. She'll have you crying in your beer if you believe it. She gets the pleasure, you get the pain. You get the na 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 na, she's got your name. Signed and sealed and delivered. She takes a limo, you take the train. You get the na 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 na, she's got your name. Insurance policy, all my Beatle records, my mutual funds. She didn't leave me nothing. Woo! You really love her, afraid to spoil it. You take her dancing and she'll lock you in the toilet. You think she's special, they're all the same. You get the na 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 na, she's got your name. She gets a skylight, you get the drain. Na 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 na, she's got your name. She gets Bay Village, you get the rain. You get the na 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 na.
Described by the Plain Dealer's Jane Scott as the Howard Hughes of local bands due to the fact that in the group's entire existence, 3 years, they played out a total of 5 times. System 56 was predominantly a studio project. Born out of Warrensville Heights, the 56 released 3 singles and an EP and is described as being in the vein of European synth a la Ultravox, Joy Division, or Simple Minds. Their first single, Metro Metro, got significant airplay on college radio, but not so much on mainstream airwaves.
Oh,
Micro Micro got all kinds of great press, as did the second single, Life on a Cool Curve. The alternative synth world was all over System 56, with comparisons to David Byrne and Brian Eno. Cleveland again, on the cutting edge. This is as good a time as any to tell you you've been listening to The Vinyl Garage. One of my favorite type of album is the Various Artists Disc. They're a great way to hear music you may not have otherwise been aware of, and a large percentage of them were sponsored by radio stations highlighting local acts. Dayton's WTUE 104.7 and their hometown series of LPs, 96.3 QFM 96 Rock from Columbus and their hometown album project. The album project series from Cincinnati's WEBN 102.7 and FM 104, Best Rock LPs from Toledo. all releasing albums in the early 80s. All are great examples of this genre. From three of the aforementioned, we'll hear The Wheels, Amaretta, from Dayton, The Young Invaders, Play It Cool, from Cincinnati, and from Columbus, Eric Moore, ex of That City's Gods, with Lonely Tonight.
Side. blade, it's gonna treat you right.
But it was Cleveland that was home to the bear share of this type of LP. WMMS released numerous various artist discs, along with the Jim Clevo Cleveland Music Group compilation albums, contributing heavily to the cause. But in 1982, a WDMT FM 108 compilation disc titled Sounds of Our Streets, a diverse cross-section of rock, funk, and soul, gave us 10 local acts, most of which never found a recording contract. Representing the rock side, Shayna's Daddy, The Glimpse, and Marionette with She's the One, Mystery, and Marionette, respectively. And championing the funk genre, Corky with Gotta Shake.
I wanna meet you. Can't you be making up your mind? Can't take the chance of choosing me as the one. So I've arranged to know where you're coming from. From a leading lady, most beautiful. I'll wait in the wings for your curtain call. Now comes the scene where lovers will embrace. I'll pull your string, you never can explain.
Where you been?
I'll send you dance for me.
Where you been?
I'll pull your string.
Where you been?
I want for you to be my marionette.
Where
you been? I'm gonna set you free.
Where you been?
Why can't you see? Sure that I never can go wrong. If it's the end for us, the show must go on.
Where you been?
I'll see you dance with me.
Where you been?
I'll pull your string.
Where you been?
I want for you to be.
Move it, baby.
there you have it. A perfectly good hour of your life listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds your discerning taste. Questions, comments, undying allegiance, or complete disdain can be directed at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com or Facebook.com/vinylgarageshow. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening.
You gotta shake it, baby. You gotta shake. You gotta shake it, baby. You gotta shake.
You gotta shake it. You gotta shake it.
You gotta shake it, baby. Baby, you gotta shake.
You gotta shake it. You gotta shake it.
You gotta shake it, baby. You gotta shake.
You gotta shake it, baby.